Blog Talk Radio.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I want some blessing. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body wrapping with pain. But thank you, Lord, the bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. I want, yeah, I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Yeah. Never stop you from crying. Turn my midnight in today.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. To his Holy Spirit. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? I've listened to the songwriter many times, and I hear him say, I won't complain. I won't complain. No matter what's going on in my life, he said, I won't complain. There's a lot of them guilty of that, complaining. But I thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for how he made it impossible for, even though we make mistakes like that, that we can ask God for forgiveness and he'll give us strength to go through. I thank him for the waking up, the lying down last night and this morning rising, because it surely was him who brought us to this appointed time of day. I thank him for Paul Jones when he was yet living. He's something that would convict him when he's talking about he won't complain. Because God has been so good to us, and we just really know how much he done for us, and that we would never look at him in no other way but gratitude and thanking him for all his love, all his mercy, because we've been around so long in this place, knowing that Father God got us in the place because he can get us out. The same God allows us to sometimes make choices of life, but he'll make it possible for us to choose today who we want to serve. He's not going to enforce himself on us, but I love him so much that he's merciful. And good morning again to all, because we believe that you could have did a lot of things. You know, you could have fixed it and did anything besides being over here. You know, tomorrow we just ask you for your prayers. We ask you to always keep us lifted up. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to be alone with you at all. You know, I thank God for the opportunity, the times he's been letting us be on here, you know. And here lately, I have to do a few things in my job, you know, and I got to get in, get out, you know. But I thank God for the time he do give me to start my day off with my family, my God's plan, family. You know, we thank him for it, you know. And we never try to be so long, you know, but the Holy Spirit sometimes moves in a way that it does, and you just have to let him lead you. But then we also been reminded that sometimes you got to watch out when it's just you and it ain't the Holy Spirit, you know. So we just have to be reminded of that too as well. But we're thanking for the Spirit of what goes on, you know. We ask for everybody, again, for your prayers. Thank you, Reverend, did you come on? Thank everybody that has come out faithfully just to want to go to the Father with him. Just keep us in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet, amazing grace, Lord. Because surely, Lord, that you could have allowed us to lay there a little longer, Lord. Lord, but you gave us a little break in this morning to say thank you for another day. And Lord, we just thank you for this day, Father, because surely it was you, Father God, that gave us this opportunity to be with you, Lord. If we get in the Word today, Lord, we ask you before we arise in the Word, Lord, before we get deep in the Word, we ask you to prepare our mind, Lord. Concentrate our heart. Mm-hmm. Let us have a receptive spirit this morning, Lord. If it's any hindrance right now, Lord, we just ask you to remove it, Father God, that we can be able to listen and Lord, try to apply it to our life, not just be hearers on it, but doers of your word, Lord. Give strength to the reader. Give strength for the ones who's trying to apply it to their life, because sometimes things we don't understand, Lord. But that's why we ask you to touch our heart today so we can understand. Lord, thank you, Father God, for all the ones that came out and didn't want to come out, Lord. We just ask you to bless them and give them strength, Lord. We just thank you all this in Jesus' name. We pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Scripture we're coming from this morning again, you know, we're looking at the Corinthians, you know. Paul wrote a letter to the Corinthians, and we're in 1 Corinthians and 2. We're going to get back on that, Mark, on that. I don't think we ain't. But it's something about some things God had put in my heart, if y'all don't mind. And it reads like this, beginning in verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellence of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you. He said, look right here, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trouble. And my speech, like I said, and my preaching was not with enticing words of men with wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. I love this because he often, Paul writes so crafty with his word, but he often comes in so humble, you know, and he's addressing this to the church. And as he addressed to the church, he comes with the man had over 14 languages he can speak. You know, and if you read one of the passages, he said he was Pharisees of Pharisees, but he come right now under the power of the Holy Spirit. He coming right now with not with big words and long what we call introduction. He comes straight to the thing and telling you that he love us. I don't know if you got a little noise there. We, because you don't want to open. We come to you with the testimony of God, and that's what he's telling you. We come to present to you. That's what we do. We come. We come every morning trying to bring the witness of God. We're not trying to make nobody believe in us. That's why we try to tell you, get in the Word with us, and then you believe what you believe in. But what we try to do is give you the gospel. And it is in the King James Version. You know, you might have the Amplified. You might have the NIV, whatever your preference is. But we're not here to argue about what you do and what you do with the reading. But what we try to do is, just like he said in verse 2, for the determined not to know anything among you but save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I love that because that's what the ministry is about. We can teach this till we go home, that we teach salvation. We teach that you and preach that you need to make a choice. You need to serve, you know, and then you should be a straddle of the fence. The Bible says I'd rather have you hot or cold than lukewarm. There ought to be something in the Word of God to draw you to you if he's in you. The only reason you go against his word because you don't have it in you, or you, we got this word we got going around. Oh, I'm not ready yet. You know, we got that, and I guess that must be a whole nother Bible. You know, I'm not ready yet. I don't know who ever been ready. There's a time Jesus had to come to some people early, and when he came to them early, they, you can't fix yourself. You can't fix yourself. I don't care how much as you try. But what you can do, you be humble enough and allow God to help you along your way. I love the word because we try our best to let you know about the crucifixion. We try our best to let you know. And in doing this, we're stepping aside and letting you know that he is the one we should be focusing on. And it is Jesus Christ. That's why when we are speaking, we're not speaking for enticing you, like he said in verse 4. He said, "In my speech, in my preaching, was not with enticing words of man of wisdom, but in demonstrating of the Spirit and power." That's what I'm talking about. So you can philosophize. You can say some nice little riddles out your mind, make everybody laugh, be all. But boy, when the Holy Spirit is really in the midst, there is a conviction. It's more than running and turning on flips and turns. It's more than sweating and everything. that Holy Spirit gets inside of you, it calls you to look at your life. And when you hear the word, it calls your word the word to prick your heart and want to do something different. Not in tinkling and sound and brass, but looking at it when you can, how can you live better? How can you be a better witness? How can you be more fruitful? You need to start trimming that tree. Allow God to prune you. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he prunes you, don't go back and try to fertilize that seed that he cut out of you. Somebody say, I don't know why. You know how the children Israel were. I don't know why you just didn't leave us in Egypt. We were doing fine over there. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why did you leave us? Why you come way over here and got us off in here and doing what we're doing right now? It's like we're doing much better in captivity than we are right now. And when you are under the Spirit of the Lord and you feel under the anointing like Moses did, he went away, brother, and he got the Ten Commandments, and he heard some sounds. He heard some worshiping. These people were worshiping idol gods. And Moses got mad because he left them in another condition and came back. They was in a whole other condition. Sometimes you can get have so much idle time that you'll start want to think it on your own how you can serve God. But just think with the scripture. Look how it says what we're supposed to do. He said, that's your faith. That's what he said. Your faith. Now, this thing got to get personal. It said, not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. He is expressing this wisdom of man. He is expresses there is a difference between the world and heavenly difference. There's a difference there. And he wants you to know when you are serving the world, wisdom is totally different with the wisdom of God. See, when you look at we said the beginning of what? Wisdom is the what? The fear of wisdom is the beginning of you know you're following God because you fear him. At the beginning of the wisdom. So once you start fearing God, it's the beginning of the wisdom. So you start looking at the things a little different than someone in the world. Somebody in the world that still can do wrong. It doesn't bother them. It doesn't bother them a lick. They can tell you why you go to church. You know, well, I don't need all that Jesus stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Them people are walking so closely to that slippery ground. That ground's so slippery. And we know God, and it still ain't through with them either, though. But we know that is the wrong thing to say and do when you say why you are going to church, why you serving this God. Don't you know there are some people out there still saying that? But soon, it's trouble come. Soon, death get there. Soon a little heartache get there, they gonna come call you. Maybe secretly, like that. What happened? That the old man and nigga names, all of them came by night. Wanted to ask him, say, we know you the master. You know what I'm talking about? they come, they want nobody to know what they really believe in him. But I've learned something. What I said a little earlier, Jesus knows and hears our thoughts. He knows it. So we can't behoove him with the wisdom that we have of man. You can go get taught. Somebody could teach you real well, eloquent, how to speak, teach you how to convey the word, teach you how to break out the Greek and the Hebrews, and that's fine. But when you get in a sit with someone don't even speak in English, and you have the time to deciphered all this Greek and Hebrews or somebody. Trust me, brothers and sisters, all you did is make yourself look smarter for the people. You gave them some good information. But sometimes somebody want to hear the real. Somebody want to hear that I woke up this morning, I just didn't feel right. I want you to minister to me, minister. I want you to speak to me this morning. I had a rough night. I had a rough day. Matter of fact, rough morning. I need someone to speak to my spirit. So you need to let them know it is hope in Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. There is some hope in Jesus, but man is not going to understand until he opened his mind, Brother D, to he release things that crap. See, a lot of stuff, Brother D and Reverend, they crap up because of the problems we look at. We look at the problem and make it bigger than God. We look at it like it's impossible because they, God can't be real. Because look what I'm going through. Had a good friend die. You know, they're going to lay him down Friday.
Amen.
You know, this coming Friday.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? They're going to lay him down. You know, and real good friend. And I'm going to tell you something. Death don't stop because you're good.
Amen. Amen.
Death don't
Amen.
Stop because you're good.
Yeah.
And watch it, Brother D. And death don't stop because you're bad. It don't stop because you're bad.
Amen.
The Bible tells us this. Now, I might be dead wrong, but I'm just let me quote
that's
this. Cross if you don't mind. He said this, Brother D, and I really believe he reigns on the just and unjust alike.
He's
fair. He's going to be fair to the just, and he's going to be fair to the unjust. So when we just stand before the Lord, when we just stand for the Lord, my brothers and sisters, Brother D, and really, when we stand for the Lord, we can't say, well, I did this, and you let him have this.
He didn't do that.
He showed him favor. That's why we got to understand the wisdom of man. You know, the wisdom of man is different from God. You understand? So the wisdom of man is so crappy, man. They entice you to you don't watch it. You'll be, remember we talked about the other day? Can I back up a little bit when we said that the other day? Paul says this here. Let's back up a little bit. Paul said this here. He said in verse 12, 1 and 12 over here, he said, now this I say that every one of you said, I am of Paul. I am of Apollo. I am of Cephas. And I am of Christ. Look what he said. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? See, Paul was straightening out then. He was a very good, eloquent speaker. He was a man who wrote over two-thirds of the Bible, but he was letting you know he didn't come down and die for us. All Paul was doing is getting us lining back up with who? Our Father, who is in heaven. And what he does, he made it so possible, Brother D and Reverend, he brought the Gentiles in it with it. You know what I'm talking about? Because it was a angel told him, come on this way. Turn this way. Don't go this way, Paul. Turn this way, Paul. Come this way. Paul listened to the Spirit and he turned. And when the Asian mind came through. And so you and I can see where we are today, what you're trying to say, because he preached. He was evangelizing. He preached and taught. And as he went through churches, what he did, he wrote letters to them after he visited them. And this is one of the letters he was doing. This church was a cold. They were pretty tough over there in Corinthians. They were headstrong, and they had a lot of division in the church. And he was straightening it out. Heavenly Holy Spirit. Now watch this here. I'm going to try to push on because I really ain't got that long. Watch this here. He said, how bad we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Watch this now. He said, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of this world that comes to nigh. But we speak the wisdom of God. Watch this here. In mystery. That's what I like about this. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before that the world what? To our glory. Which none of the prince of this world knew, for had they know it, they would have what? Not have crucified the Lord of glory. You hear what I'm saying? They knew what Jesus was doing, they would have never crucified him. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. They thought they were doing a thing because they thought they heard about
it. They were doing it, yeah.
They thought they were really doing something because they heard they trying to stop his ministry because he was healing, delivering, raising people out the grave. and bringing people back to life. He had a man and sitting by the pool up there for 38 years and told him to take up his bed. And he used to wait on the angel. Take up your bed and walk. Can you imagine how many people around there? They just
do it right now.
They just wrote his story. There's more people around that water. Couldn't get in at the same time. They said, whoever get in the water, the first one be getting in the water, we're going to be what? Get a blessing.
Yeah.
They just told them about his story. Hey, Reverend. They just,
amen.
Brother, they just
amen.
Talk about his story.
Yes.
But look at here, brother.
Amen.
How long we've been? How long we been around?
38 years now.
How long we've been? Yes, sir.
That's right.
How long we've been around the pool? But we came in because some have been around the pool. It might not have been a physical pool. Help me, Holy Spirit. But
yeah,
some
that's
us,
right. That's right.
But
amen.
We came in.
Amen.
If it wasn't for His mercy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If it weren't for His gift of His Son, we wouldn't have access to what we're doing right now, Monday through Friday. But preferably, we do it more than Monday through Friday. Some of us do it 7 days. But while we're here, how many people around that pool? They just written one story. One of the books said, can I do that? I got to hurry up. Y'all got me doing something. Can I do that anyway? Over there, John.
Come on, my brother. Come on.
John,
come on.
John.
Got it.
John tells us.
Got it.
John tells us. And he tells us, if not, they would have wrote everything Jesus did. You hear what I'm saying? The word in the
book
couldn't even obtain it. Couldn't hold it. Let me read it, because you think I'm just talking noise now, don't you? Can I read
it? Couldn't hold it. Yes, sir.
Can I read the word?
Look
at
it. Name of Jesus.
Look at it. There you go, John, 21st John, and it reads like this in verse 4. He said, this is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are so many other things which Jesus did. I'm reading out the book, y'all. I'm reading out the book of John, 21st chapter, and I begin at the verse 24. But I want to tell you again at 24, this is the disciple which testified of these things. He seen it, Reverend, and he wrote it, these things, Brother D. He seen it. Look what he said, and we know. That's what he said. When you get the real good, doctor, when you've seen somebody been healed, when you see somebody been delivered, we know. When you see somebody that came out this old dirt like we just did, Brother D.
You know, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
That's what he said. We
come
know
on
that his testimony is true. Oh,
it's
I love
true.
That about the game. Can I do it again? Because I start thinking about my sin. I don't edify my sin, but I think about what he brought me out of. Can I do it again? This is the disciple which testified these things, and he wrote these things, and we know. Oh, I love that part. You get a part of this, y'all.
We know.
He said, we know.
Yes, sir.
He might have brought you out of crack cocaine. We know. He might have brought you out of old muggers. We know. He might have brought you out of
being
alive. Can I put something over there? We
know. In the name of Jesus. You come on down that street.
It's true. And you know what he did, Brother D? He said, and there were also many other things which Jesus did. And look what he said, and which, if they should have been written, everyone, I suppose, John, though, that's John said. Now, Brother D, you might have had that, I suppose. Reverend ain't got that yet.
Yes, sir.
I suppose that even the world itself couldn't take
it. Couldn't hold it.
Couldn't hold it. Let me give you a glimpse. That's all they do. He just gives us a glimpse of things. He gives us a glimpse of things. Can you imagine? Let me stay with the message, man. But the reason why I say that, because it was built with the Spirit of God. It was with the Spirit of God that moves up this morning. You didn't wake up on your own. I don't care how much weight you lift, how much your jaw, how much you told somebody you love them. I don't care how much you gave somebody money. It was His grace and mercy. woke him this morning. You know what I said? Brother Randy told about a young man. I don't know if I'm going to call him a young man. Brother went on. You know, he woke up in the morning in God's arms. Help me, Holy Spirit. Didn't know he was going to wake on the other side. We prayed about that yesterday. Yeah, don't you know it could be our time in the day?
Mm-hmm.
It could be us today.
In that day.
Somebody said, what you saying? Hey. Well, I'm trying to tell you, live like he's coming right now. Yeah, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Live like he's coming.
Yeah.
Right. Quit playing with your life. Because you never know.
Yes,
some of us, Brother D, you might have been wise since you heard this one here. We know too much.
Yeah. Mm. Entirely.
You know, we know too much.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
You know what, my Brother D? We know entirely too much.
Yeah.
I'm still dealing with that wisdom now. Now, I'm finna drip somewhere because Paul finna state something. And I'm going to tell you something. When I read this here, I'm in verse 9. I'm going back over in 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, in verse 9. Y'all, you know, I like to, I'm not kind of preacher like to, when I watch this here, I like to tie it together and knit it together. I like to use reference.
Yes.
I like the Bible to teach. I want you to
I have not
I
seen.
You know, there you go.
What ears have heard. Neither has it in a man what God has prepared for them that love him.
God bless you, brother.
I read that this morning, boy, Eric. That's why I was just sitting back here listening. That's confirmation,
God
man.
Bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Brother Mike.
Yeah.
And Brother Mike, he came out with it, but that's why I was saying that when the Spirit is when it's on you, when you know the Word, and this is what I love about the Word. I was expounding one day, and God told me this. And Reverend, anybody that teach and preach, God will let you know when you're out of place. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
God will let you know. That's why he was telling the church right now, and Brother Mike, right on point. And it says in verse 9, but what I like this part, what people don't like, he said, but it is written. Let me do this thing right, man. Can I do it right, John?
Yes, it is.
Brother Mike, he said, but it is written.
That's the best part.
You know what I'm talking about. All the other stuff, we're going to put something behind there. But he said, but it is written. He said, eyes have not seen, nor the ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God have what? Prepared for them. This is the key part. That love him.
That love
him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't get away with them. First, he talking about it's written. Then he tell you what, you ain't seen nothing yet, Reverend Henry. You ain't seen nothing, heard nothing yet, Brother Mike. You ain't seen nothing yet, Brother D. Because what I, until it
into
your heart. What's it in it into your heart? What's it in it
into
your heart? You crazy to let somebody take that out your heart. I'm going to say that. You might hang up and say that. You crazy for letting somebody take it out your heart. Because God place it in your heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can we run a little bit?
Yeah, I
tell you, I don't know but Bible, right? Can we run a little bit? Please say we can go. Please, just tell me, please. Can we go to Roman right quick?
Ooh,
I ain't going to hold you long, y'all. I got to
get that.
Can we go to Roman right quick? Can we go to Roman right quick? I'm going to say this. I want to tell you, Jesus will meet you wherever you are.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. It's where you at.
Romans helped me with it because he said the latter part of that, Brother Mike, he said, and I'm going to back over 8:9 again, he said, which God had prepared for them that love him. Now watch this.
Yeah.
You know, watch this. I'm going to teach it, y'all. For I am persuaded.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Come on,
now. Get out there again.
Come on, now.
For I
Come
am
on,
persuaded
now.
That neither
yeah.
death,
yeah.
no
yeah.
life, no angel, no principality, no power,
yeah.
no things present, no things to come,
yeah.
no height. No anything,
yeah.
no creator should be able to separate us from the love of God. Watch this here. Which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on, man.
What that is, 831?
You on it, man. No, 839, 38. See, watch this here. Stay with me. Stay with me. So, because what I'm trying to show with you here is what God is moving. He knit the Paul knitted in Romans, and then he's told them in Corinthians what you have to have. The key is love, Reverend. He said, one of the books, I don't know, y'all help me with it, because I know y'all up on it more than I am, but where somewhere in the Bible, he said, we would know that when you love the brethren, oh, here, you pass from life to death. You know, when you love the brethren, man transitions from death to life.
Yes, sir.
Somebody, when you love the brethren, then what? Another thing about it, when you see love for one another, you'll know that you are God's disciples. Oh, hear me, man! When know you following God, love,
man.
We're tricking people. What you got there? Tell me what you got, y'all. Man would know they won't be confused because the love of God. Devil don't love like God love. The devil got some very crappy love. The devil love, if you help me, I'll help you.
Ain't no love in him. Ain't no love in
watch
him.
Watch this now. He got some enticing there. He enticing now. Watch this. Stay with me.
He'll
fool you now. Let's be real. He'll fool you. He'll trick a lot of us and I do.
If you think he won't fool you, then Delilah fools Samson.
There you go.
Oh yeah, he's a master craftsman at deceiving them.
Preach it, brother. Teach it.
See what the deal is, Brother Mike and Brother D and Reverend, since y'all all quiet. The reason why that is because he have a short time. He have a short time.
In the name of Jesus,
He got to make
it.
Don't get mad at me, y'all. Please don't get mad at me. I ain't got that long, man. I got to hurry up. Hey, don't get mad when I say this. Grow.
The word is saying.
Look at you. Grow. They hollering. And everybody run to the fence.
Yeah.
Everybody run to the fence. But when somebody says
Jesus. The name of Jesus.
Oh, help me. When somebody says Jesus, they say I can't sing. I don't care what they say. Hey, Reverend, I ain't going to let a rock cry out for me. You know, because I do know it will if you don't cry. I'm going to hurry up, y'all. I got to get out of here. But let me back up. But it is. There you go. Yeah. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard.
Yeah.
Look at that, brother. Look at that. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men. That's a Bible thing. The things which God has prepared for them that love him. But, here we go, y'all. God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But the Spirit searches all things, Reverend. And look at that. Yea. And the deep things of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Well, boy, I like that, boy. You can dress all you want to. He said the Spirit searches God. See, when you ask God to do something, like when you're speaking, right, or when you're talking, or when you witness, or you're singing, or you're doing something for the glory of God, and the Spirit takes over. You know, you get away from your crappings and your so-called gift, and someone hear God speaking to them as you ministering to them. And say, man, I was glad when you said what you said, because it was the Holy Ghost. The Spirit says, uh-oh, here we go again. Can I do it one more time? Y'all gotta bear with me when my mind gets to running like this. I think it's John 4:1. Have y'all been over there lately?
Nah.
Have y'all been on that jump? First John. First John 4:1. He said, beloved. That's what he said, Reverend. He said, believe not every spirit. I don't know what he's saying. But try the spirits. whether they're of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. He said, hereby knowing ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses Jesus is coming in the flesh is of God. So, my brothers, the reason why he said that, Reverend and brothers and sisters, he said, and he wants to understand that, because he said, for every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit, watch this now, of an antichrist. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now, already in this world. So we're dealing with spirit. We just worried about how we can sense God, how he said, but God reveals things unto us by his spirit, for the spirit searches all things. The deep things of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And how we get that first John and 4. Y'all know I'm kind of rushing a little bit, but y'all pray for me. What we try to do is allow the Spirit to help you when you study. Allow the Spirit to speak to you when you're in your error. Allow the Spirit to speak to you when you're singing and praising. Because sometimes when the Spirit hit, Reverend, I might be wrong. But sometimes when the Spirit hit, Reverend, I might be wrong, Brother D. When the Spirit truly hit, it makes you go to your knees. Put your face to the earth.
Can't control.
Lord, I'm not even worthy. I'm not worthy.
Because
you know, over my eyes or something. Now it has entered into my heart. You remember with the scripture when he talked about what goes in the mouth don't defile. He said what goes in the mouth goes into the stool. Yes, sir. He said, but what defiles the man?
What comes out?
He said, what comes out of him? Fornication? What comes out of him?
Yes, sir.
Let me try to get out of here. I can't wrap it up. I keep doing that, Reverend. He said, for what man knows the things of man? He said, for what man knows the things of God, save the spirit of the man which is in him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Even so, the things of God know no man, but the spirit of God. Now, help me, Holy Spirit, we have received not the spirit of the world. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that we are freely given unto us of God. Things also we are speaking, not in the word which man was a wisdom of teaching, but which of the Holy Ghost teaches. Oh, help y'all, I'm trying to get home, y'all. Comparing the spirit of the things with the spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some things God is teaching us, man. He's helping us right now. He's guiding us in the word. And he wants us to apply this word. He don't want us to just be hearing this word and get all happy and don't apply it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He wants us to take this word and govern us.
And
comfort us. Because let me tell you, only time I've learned in my life, that my best lesson that I learned, it was in the book, how he taught me how to... See, I had an anger spirit one time. Ooh, I had a bad anger spirit. You know what I'm talking about? And God had to remove that anger spirit, man. You know what I'm talking about? I didn't have a brother Woody Dog, and he sent Brother D to some kind of counseling, you know, anger management. So I didn't have to go to you know what I went through, Brother D? I went to King Jesus. And he delivered me, because once you receive the Holy Ghost, I love this thing. Once you receive Holy Ghost, now you look at things spiritual, Reverend. You don't look at the thing in the natural no more. You look in the spirit. Now the spirit man finna start moving in your life. You're going to get dreams at night that you know what? He going to speak to you. And don't mess around, dude, like the scripture said. He said, my sheep, Reverend Henry, my sheep, Brother D, my sheep,
know
brother,
my Lord,
and sisters and brother, know my voice. And you know what?
Know
and
voice.
I call him by name. He said, a stranger,
yes,
they would not hear. I know him in the book. Because I can hear him talking to us right now. Oh, help me. I can hear him talking to us right now. You know what he's telling us now? See, have thy own way. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Have
thy own way.
Have thy own way.
I got to tell you, there's two worlds here. There's an earth and the heaven, but some difference between these two worlds. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with an earthly and a heavenly difference. So we understand when we're dealing with the earthly thing, because the earthly thing is going to run out. And it's running out right now. Remember I told you earlier, Satan is trying to get so busy. He's so busy right now because he's trying to get us to come over there where he is and stay over there where he is. He makes it so crappy. He's so crappy, he got a lot of us. Look at here. He got a lot of us thinking what's right. Hold up now. You've been there in Proverbs, right?
What's wrong is right.
See me right, the man? You all right, man? What's see me right, the man?
Destruction.
Destruction. Did one of the scriptures say, brother? Brother, what? Brother, he ain't never read this. But brother, he ain't never read this. He said, the ways of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he that hear of the counselor is wise. So what I'm trying to tell you, there's some spiritual things we're trying to deal with. Paul was trying to take them out, that natural man they've been governing by their life. Now you want to look up. You didn't been tapped in with the Holy Ghost. They didn't got us all. They ain't got us. If you don't watch it, if you listen to certain parts of the people, they think it a certain way you're supposed to be because when you have the Holy Ghost. But let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost don't also just speak in tongues. You don't also. That's a gift. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. Let me read it again, because John told us about it. I got to hurry up. But John said it. I'm shifting gears, y'all. John, 14 and 25? Y'all with me? If you ain't, put it in your margin. Put it in your margin. 25. He said, these things have I spoke unto you, being yet present with you. Now, I spoke these things when I was with you. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And bring all things unto your remembrance. And whatsoever I said unto you, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it. He said, give I unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, you're going to go through some things. You're going to see some. You know, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. Y'all trying to get me to go somewhere. But it's a hard thing.
Come on. Come on.
It's a hard thing. See, once it comes into your heart, that you start worrying about your problems. Once it start in and to, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I got to get out of here, man. Once it get in your heart. Once it start getting in your heart, it start taking over your little mind.
Right?
And then your little mind goes thinking about what's in your heart. But, boy, you just take the Lord. He said, when you got the Holy Ghost, I'm going to teach you. And I'm going to bring things back to you. Remember, Brother D. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. I'm going, man. I must go to prepare this place for you. He said, I got to go. He said, then I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. I'm going to give you something when you're there. Don't be afraid. I want you to stand. Because you might be the only one in the room. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You might be the only one in the room have to stand on this principle. You might be the only one in the whole sanctuary to say, Lord, I live. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, a lot of folks, I live. And God, I die. Until you get into a situation. We'd be speaking stuff out. Can I do this here just for the words now? We'd be speaking things out in the universe. And people hear you testifying. People hear you, oh, say not there. Oh, he said he ain't going to do this. He said he's going to do this. He ain't waiting until you do it. And say, I thought you said when. Come on, let me leave it alone, man. Let me get out. I got to cut this thing off. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For they are foolishness unto him.
Unto him.
Neither can he know them because, help me, Holy Spirit, they are spiritual discerned. I can't try to hurry up, man. But don't you see this beat on this table, man?
You got to be on
don't
that
you
side.
See this beat on the table?
You got to get in.
You can't
get in.
You can't
get in, real.
You can't. You can't tap into this thing without the Spirit of God. See, Reverend tell you about his dream. Reverend tell you about his dream. Mm-hmm. I tell you about my dream. Brother D tell you about his encounter with the Lord.
Yeah.
Other, if you've not spiritualized, it's going to sound so foreign to you.
You can't get it. You cannot get it.
It's going to sound so foreign to you. But boy, if you had a relationship
foreign language
with the Lord.
You.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. If you had a relationship with the Lord, you're going to say, I have one. But that's what that means. You see what Paul tried to do one time? I don't know if I was in the body or out the body. I don't know who that man was.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Well, I'm telling you, this stuff getting good to me. Because you know what I like about it? Because I feel I'm speaking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking to myself when I talk this thing.
Yeah.
You know why? Because
we
overcome, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, by the blood of the Lamb. Of our testimony. We got the test. Because the blood who cover us from what from our mother's womb until the well, I like Brother D and Haji on this one here. What you doing with the dance?
What
you doing with the dance?
Yes, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tie y'all up to something. He said, but he that judges, but he that spiritual judge all things. Y'all hear what he said now? Yet he himself is judged no man. Watch it now. He said, for who had known the mind of who? The Lord. That he may instruct him. But we, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have the mind of Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in something now. Hey, once you have the love of the Lord. Right. See, people get so offended, Brother D. You judging me, man.
Come on now.
You talking about, you know, we get so offended, man. But we don't grasp the Holy Spirit. I want you, and I know it, I'm gonna be two hands up on this, and maybe some couple of toes when I say this. Man, sometimes I don't want nobody to tell me I'm wrong. I'm just gonna be truthful about it.
That's the truth.
You pray for me though, because if I'm in the spirit one day, he's gonna let you know that he was right and she was right. But the closer you get to God, the more you'll allow the correction. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You'll allow the the closer you get to, you allow the love that God has. And he might use someone you're very, I know you ain't trying to tell me nothing. You say, I know you, he ain't using you. Brother, this be ever become you. Why are you doing this here? Well, brother, pray for me. You know, pray for me. Well, I'm here and trying to tell you, brother, I think you should do thus and thus. Well, we got to hear that counseling. We got to inherit that counsel, because that judgment there is going to keep us in the book of life. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to keep it there, and quickly we may do what? Follow the instruction. Follow the instruction. So I leave you with this. If it be God's will, some kind of way, he wants to speak with this Corinthian right quick. If it be God's will. We'll be back tomorrow to go to chapter 3. But I want you to know that when you're dealing with there's an earthly wisdom and there's a heavenly wisdom. Don't worry, Christian.
Mm-hmm.
If you of God, you always take the spiritual side of that thing, spiritual. You know when it's God. You know, sometimes it's not going to be in your favor. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's not going to be in your favor. You know, some of us can quote the scripture like it ain't nothing. But when we get to really getting the conviction of it, Brother D and Reverend and Sister and Brother, when it starts turning our life around, when it starts really ministering to us, then we start really inhering the word of God, applying it to our life.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you this here. That's why they got teachers and preachers to help us. I like to give ministry to. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna be very well. I said sometimes I don't want nobody to correct me sometimes. My wife can do enough of that. You might catch that later. I told my wife one day, I said, which one are you today? You the mother or you the wife? Which one are you?
Oh, the wife.
But what I'm saying, sometimes when she said, you know, and I know it's with love, but I don't let me be in another contrary spirit, right? That I don't want to hear it.
That's right. You don't want to hear it.
No,
it's true.
But then, well, she ain't gonna stop talking though. You know, she gonna keep telling me, Reverend.
As soon as
I'm gonna calm down. I'm gonna look at things a little better. I might drink me some Kool Aid, drink some water, and I hear half. But I'm telling you, if we be transparent, sometimes we don't want to hear the correction. We don't.
Amen.
We be transparent.
Amen.
But I'm telling you,
amen,
just take time,
amen,
out and pray. And ask God for this. When that time comes, trust me, you will receive it. You will receive it, man. You will receive it. And I thank God for the word. I thank God for the, you know, I didn't write none of this stuff down. I hope y'all got some good memory, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, we try to do this to encourage you to start your day out. We try to do this to help someone. Maybe somebody had a death. Maybe somebody had a loss of job. Maybe somebody has something going on in there. We try to be our faith for one another. We are here for prayer. We are here for love. We are here even holding your hand. We are, watch this, Brother D. We even here to let you just talk, and we are listening.
Amen.
You know, we here.
Amen.
And number one, we want to direct you to. We want to direct you straight to Jesus. We want to direct you to Him.
Jesus the Christ.
He's the one.
Amen.
He's the one. We just know. When we said a while ago, we know.
Just as
I said that a while ago, we know. We know we was liars. We know we was a backbiter. We know we was a dopers and jokers.
That'd be me. that was me.
Yes, sir. We know. We know. But God have changed us. We have changed us. He had changed us, though, now.
To be before
the people. So we just ask you if you want to. I'm going to break camp, though. But if you want prayer. If you want God to help you, I don't know, sister, I ain't looked at my phone. If we don't know if she sent to you, Reverend, I don't know. If you need the Lord, if you need Him in prayer, you need Him in supplication, we here. If you need the, you don't know Him in the pardon your sin, we here. Dedication, if you dedicate your life, we here. You know, we used to say in the church that you could come by what, Christmas spirit or a letter. Have you been there?
I got a
question. I don't mean to interrupt. Could you explain, because y'all expound on supplication? I want to get a clear definition of supplication. Like when the Bible says prayer, supplication, ask the Spirit. He explained it to me, showed it, but I want to get a definite. I think us as a body should expound on that word. Because a lot of people don't talk about it or understand it when you say prayer and supplication. Make a request known to God.
So what your mindset, because I'm going to give you what I believe in. I'm going to have to run on, Doc. I'm going to give you some with my input a little bit on that. I've been
there. Give me your input.
When you taking something to the Lord, right, and you asking God for something, and you petition it to Him, that's what you're doing. You allow Him to receive the things you ask for what you want. Most of us intercede for other for what they ask for like that, but then we ask for God for certain things in our life. And that's my take on it, but I want to give you a little bit more with this. Let it be with not my will, but thy will. You know what I'm talking about? We ask God, we petition God, we want God to do it, but we try to take it back out of His hand when we tell Him what to do with it. But if we tell Lord, not my will. Lord, if it be your will, Lord, can you mend my marriage? If it be your will, Lord, can you that you bless my job, Lord. If it be your will, Lord, bless my vehicle, Lord, that I try to keep up, Lord. If it be your will, Lord, bless my relationship with my mother, my father. I mean, these are the supplications and petitions you give to God. You see what I'm saying? But what the deal is, we got to quit taking it out of his hand when we try to direct him on everything, because we don't leave no room for what he want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because he might want us to just stay where we are in that to get a lesson in it. Some of us been got some prayer. We've been praying, Brother D, for 10 or 15 years. But he been getting us supper.
Yeah.
He been getting us strength. And
let
me tell you something. There you go. and he allows us to keep going, Reverend.
I prepare,
there's some stuff on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't put it to his feet. We didn't pray, and we believe in that. But I'm telling you, God is teaching us something, and he's giving us that. Don't mess around asking for patience. You're going to get something put on you and that you're going to know the Lord. I'll take that back, Lord. You know,
amen.
Be careful
amen.
With your
amen.
Hands, but no.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? But that's my take on it. You know, I'm not the scholar over here, but I just give you my little input on it. You know, and I really believe before I go, Brother Matt, y'all keep on doing what y'all doing. But before I go, I want us to know we got to open the door up. You know, if maybe be somebody wanna know God a little better, wanna get a closer walk with Him. You know, so we want to make ways that someone could come in and change their life. And start walking with him close. We want to pray with you on that. We want to hold your hand with that. We want to minister. Not trying to take away your question, brother. We want to make sure we get that out. Because that's what this ministry is about. God's plan. What is God's
Amen.
Plan? But every man reaching heaven. That's his plan.
Yes, sir.
He sent his son down there with him. And he did it. You know what I'm talking about? So now, if it's not, you know, no one hit the one button. And then, you know, Brother Ned, I don't know if you're still there. If no one else haven't hit it, you know, it's always there. Y'all keep on doing it. I got the bag up, man. I got to get off this old phone.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all keep me in your prayers. And that answer I gave is not a definite. Someone might have one better. They might, you know, explain a little better, Brother Mike. But I do know we want to keep the salvation. We wanna always keep the line of prayer, you know, petition, supplication, and necessary prayer. Or just you might want to testify. It might be something you heard in the word. These brothers been here long enough. They can go over the word once I'm off. You know, they can handle it. I know they can. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And if someone that needs a little something was misunderstood, I don't know if they can remember all the scripture we went through, but if it be God's will, you know what I'm talking about? I wish we could have this this one person hit the one button and say something about the Spirit of the Lord. You know, what he have done to you lately. You know what I'm talking about? What have God have done for you lately? You know, if it ain't for one person.
Mm-hmm.
One person. One person. If not, we just thank God for his will.
And then one thing the Spirit of the Lord does is that he consecrated us. And he lets our minds be able to receive and understand the spiritual part. We realize that there's a earthly wisdom, but he transitioned us that we can understand the heavenly wisdom when he made us spiritual, as though we are of the earthly. This body we live and dwell in, this tabernacle, but he did something to us after we made our confession and we accepted him as our Lord and Savior, that he transitioned us. As we grow, he transitioned us to another dimension in our spirituality, how we can understand the things that are heavenly in this earthly body. Hallelujah. And that with that prayer, a prayer is a conversation, but with the supplication, it is merely just a humble plea to God. Hallelujah. Humble plea. Thank you, Jesus. Our request was taken to him, hoping and expecting him to do as we ask, but at the same time realizing that he knows what's best for us. So if he have to tell us no, we have to entrust that. Hallelujah. We have to entrust that and accept what he allows, because realizing that he knows the future, we don't know the future. Sometimes we take things to him that is not for our good. Hallelujah. He knows just how long to lead you in the fire, and he knows just when to take you out. Hallelujah. He knows just at what point that it becomes unbearable for you. He knows along what no other man can know. Hallelujah. God has so fixed it. But when, as we strive to be more like him, we can understand him that much better. Hallelujah. He's entrusted things to us a little bit more as we grow in the name of Jesus. And I'll give this at our aim gave us, and we'll move out your way. The big comeback. He said the big comeback First John 1:1 and First John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. He's just that kind of God. When we are sidelined because of sin, oh Lord, the path to a comeback is confession as well. Hallelujah. To recover from our spiritual fallings, we are dependent on the one who gave himself for us. Hallelujah. And David talked about there against the only over in Psalms 51, against the only have I seen. Through confession, we find his grace. Restoration, the greatest of all comebacks. Confession is the path that leads to restoration. Hallelujah. Confession. Hallelujah. When we realize that we have done something that will cause us to recall that hurts our relationship with God. That's our communication. Because God has to separate himself from sin. Hallelujah. But when we pray unto him and take supplications unto him, even plead, Lord, please forgive me for all my sins, all my wrongdoing, that I may once again commune with you and talk with you. He says, call by name. Hallelujah. Yeah. We see our sin separate us, praise the Lord, from God. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus, the good shepherd, becomes the lamb and sacrifice himself, taking our sin on himself. And he gave his life for us, and then, hallelujah, was rejected, redeemed us. As is when we accept his gift, salvation through faith, we are no longer separated from God.
Yes.
He gives thanks to Jesus. He knows your name, hallelujah, and your needs. God's knowledge of us knows no bounds. God's knowledge of us knows no bounds. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he's
right.
No bounds. See, we are so quick to give up on one another. we get mad with one another, but God's love, his grace and his mercy, even when David messed up in over in 51 when Nathaniel went to him. But when David said, Lord, according unto the multitude, tender mercy, the thing that I know about you, Lord, hallelujah. That was a plea right there. We realized that we messed up through the God humbly, and don't try to fix it yourself, but just open up yourself to the Lord and have thine own way, Lord. Correct me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Whatever. But don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Hallelujah. Whatever I need to keep this communication going, have thine own way, Lord. If you have to rebuke me, to reprove me. Hallelujah. Have thine own way. The secret of contentment, praise the Lord, the secret of contentment. Oh, hallelujah. Saving Christ. Thank you for giving me courage and hope when I feel weak. Help me to find strength in you. That's the secret of contentment. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't know the end of the story, but you know, Lord. Sometimes I have blindness of the situation. Sometimes I can't understand the storm that I'm in, but I know who knows and who's whole tomorrow. And my hope and my trust is in him, because I can't understand it with this world wisdom. Hallelujah. Because I am now a citizen of heaven, of my new home. So I think differently. Hallelujah. But Lord, I believe. Hallelujah. So I know you can work it out. Because if I look at my situation, if I look use earthly wisdom, then I'm blinded by it. But when I use that heavenly wisdom, I can understand. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you. I can understand. Oh, you know best. I can understand that all things are working together for my good. So it's easy for me to say, nothing can separate me from his love. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate me. Sometimes you have to separate us from ourselves. Might get our attention.
Right.
Separate
right,
us from
right.
ourselves. Yeah, that we can think like we all think. So, but the cares of the world sometimes will blind us and try to destroy our hope.
Amen.
But we all have learned how to lean and depend upon him. Our trust is in him, not in ourselves, not in what we have, but in him. Because he is the one that gave us the ability to do what we do to gain what we have. Hallelujah. We realize it is in him. We move, we live, and we have our being. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So the big comeback she gave us, called by name, Lord bless you, and the choir, please. Hallelujah. To hear God's voice, hallelujah, turn down the world's volume. To hear God's voice, we must turn down the volume of the world. See, the world can be awfully loud sometimes that you cannot hear. That you cannot hear God, or we often mute God. Like we said, you know, sometimes we don't want to be. We don't want to hear correction. Hallelujah. But if we don't mute him, if we listen to him, if we are to hear God speaking to our hearts, hallelujah, through his word, we need to pull away from the noise of the crowd. Hallelujah. Only when we learn to be quiet can we really understand what it means to commune, hallelujah, with the God who cares for us, hallelujah. Oh, sometimes we need to steal away. And Lord, what you think about it? Let me talk to him. Let me commune with him. Let me call on him because I may not know, but I know someone that knows. And he even holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. Let him work it out. Trust in him. Give him a chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes it'd be good for us. Don't try so many things, but try God first. Hallelujah. And maybe you don't have to go through certain trials and tribulation if you just listen to him. God bless you. Hallelujah. You just let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him hold you in his hand. Let him experience. Let him allow him to let you experience what great love, mercy, and grace that he has for you. And you'll say, my. Can't nobody have this testimony. Can't nobody do me.
Yes.
Yes. When others wanted to be angry with me, God who is rich, hallelujah, in mercy and grace towards us, when others look and see what we really should be getting, but God, instead of justice, he's given us mercy and grace, hallelujah. Not sometimes we know we should be chastised, but God just pulls that bondage of love, mercy, and grace our way. Hallelujah. We just stand back and shake our heads and make us love it even more. So it's like, man, I know I ain't no good for nothing, but God showed me a little bit more love, a little bit more grace, a little bit more mercy, a little bit more time and space to repent unto him. Even now, he's showing a little bit more time and space for others to repent unto him and try Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Very good. All I can say, yes, Reverend, sir. Any good. That's all I can say. Any good.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Any good.
Thank you.
You know, Reverend, I was listening to
yes,
you. Listening to my brother give the word this morning. And it's funny because I started my journey out this morning about 2:15 this morning. I crawled back up in this old truck. And the Lord just been moving all morning from one
Amen.
Gospel song to another. And I was just listening to the word. I looked up and I seen the clocks at 7:59. I said, now let me get on. I was running a lot late yesterday. Let me get on and hear the word. And I thought about my brother. I said, let me get him in here. I called a couple more. One stayed on for a minute. And one fell by the wayside, as always, when they got off. But I just want to let them know that they're going to truly come a day. You're going to wish that you had stayed around.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wish that you had hung around and heard God's word, that you had digested God's word. They're going to come a day, you're going to wish that you was John. They told me to eat up the book.
Okay.
I wish that these words had been said to you one day. They're going to truly come in there. I was hoping someone else would hit the one, but when I know they get tired of hearing Brother D, Reverend Henry, every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was truly hoping someone else would hit the button and just tell, I'm like Reverend Eric said before he left, if you can't think of nothing to praise God for, just
he
tell
him. He woke
me
up this morning.
Yes, he did, brother.
Started me on my way.
Started me on another.
Put life in my limbs. Put food on my table.
Yes.
He made everything good. But without him, every second of the day, I'm nothing.
But Mike, if you can't set nothing, just set him able. Yeah,
every anybody should be able to come in and just say him able.
Mm-hmm.
But Brother D, we talked about this last night. On
God,
the show. And people who fire from everybody want to take recognition for everything going on in their life itself. Instead of looking at the big picture, the real picture. God giving all, even if you acknowledge it or not, man, it's all God, man. You'd be a fool to sit up there and sit in your pride and think you did it. I guarantee you did it. Remember what we said last night, Brother D? They get to that place where they can't help themselves and nobody else can help them. They know him then.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let it get that far. Don't let it get that far.
Amen.
Please don't.
Amen.
But sometimes God ain't going to answer the way you want him to answer.
Amen. Amen.
He don't have to. He done more than enough. Like he said, don't do nothing else. He done did enough. I praise him for who he is. What he's already done.
Thinking what he's already done.
That's right. That's right, man.
Should be thanking him for the word. You know, my brother Henry here every morning, and being a man of God, he's going to be here. Being a man that loves the Lord, he's going to be here to help give the word of God. But I can promise you this, that there's something he can be doing. Reverend Henry comes in rushing these last days trying to give the word of God and trying to work. The Bible says a man don't work is not worthy to live. He's not fit to eat. I'm sorry. The Bible says he's not fit to eat. So he's at work now. But even in the process of working, he's still, I hear him say a lot, and sometimes I think they don't just get what he's saying. He says, we sacrifice a lot to do this. But
yeah.
I like to tell people this. I got it from a science teacher of mine a long time ago. He says the ends must justify the means. See, what Reverend Eric was trying to tell you all, we are here by faith because the ends justifies the means. This thing is done by faith. See, the end result of what they're doing is the will of God. Reverend Eric got to run and try to do some work. He's probably got someone standing in the door sometime calling him. Sometimes you pay close attention to him. You'll hear him in the background trying to whisper to someone else and give God word at the same time because he's at work.
Mm-hmm.
But he's sacrificing time that he really don't have to give God's word.
But I'm going to show you something, bro.
And no one... It's hard. I won't say no one, but I know you get tired of hearing my big mouth or hearing Reverend Henry's big mouth. And there should be someone else on this line. Someone should tell someone to tell someone. Someone should be able to come on. I said, I'm going to say it to you get tired of hearing me say it. Someone should be able to come in and say, I just appreciate what you're doing because I found a man through you. Through you talking, through you giving the word of God, I found a man called
That's
Jesus.
Right.
I found a man that can relieve all my burdens. I found a man that told me to cast all my cares upon him. I found a man that could save my dying soul.
Come on.
I just want to tell you, Reverend Harry, thank you. Reverend Harry, thank you for sacrificing the time to come in here and give God's word
to
my dying soul.
That's right. I appreciate it all.
Contrary to what man may believe, sister and brother, if you out of the will of God, you're a dead soul.
Yep. Come on now.
You're walking dead man. You're dead soul. I know I'm talking to the man in the mirror right now. You're dead man walking.
Come on now.
In the name of Jesus. I truly thank God. Oh, I thank God. I heard my brother when he said, what goes in don't defile, man. He says, what comes out.
That's right.
Yes, I like to put this with when they teach you in the morning. I like to put this with it. As long as you can get them 66. And see, my brother said something in the morning, and he said what the Bible says. If everything had been recorded, did y'all hear what he said? He said if everything that he done had been recorded, man couldn't hold it. I like to tell men in a layman's term, our little Pete brain is not big enough to hold everything that he does.
Mm-mm.
So he gave us just enough. He gave us what we needed. If you just get the 66 that he gave you, he said, that's enough. That's enough. If you digest that, what comes out will defy you. Because then the word of God is in you. So what's coming out of you will be the word of God. In the name of Jesus. I know I'm talking too much. I sometimes I get carried away. I just can't help myself. I just can't help myself. But I just want the word to know I'm on the Lord's side. See, I'm like a songwriter I heard one morning. I heard him say this song. He said, one day I signed a contract with Jesus. And then I like the last part. Then I do the first part. He said it's going to last for the rest of my life. Sister and brother D here, let you know I signed a contract. It's non-breakable. It's going to last for the rest of my life. I signed the contract with Jesus. I told him, Lord, I said, Lord, if you free my soul, I said, I'll run on to the end. I said, Lord, if you just take my feet out the market, Marla Clay, I said, I'll run on to the end. See, what goes in don't defy you. It what comes out that defines a man. So if you digest right good food all day, it's going to tell it. But if you just eat the word of God, it's going to tell it. One day I signed a contract with Jesus. And if you knew like I know, you would be standing in line to sign on the dotted line.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know what else to tell you, sister and brother. I truly don't know what else to tell you.
Amen.
I tell you, every morning he's real.
Come on.
He's real. Brother D been riding up and down this highway just crying. Tears of joy all morning. Tears just been flowing.
Amen.
Tears of joy.
Come on.
As I listen to the word. I put my YouTube on hold while I looked up and seen it was a little after 8 because it was time to hear the word of God. When you love God, it's because you know his word. And you love hearing his word. A preacher told me one time, he said, Brother D, he said, if you want to entertain yourself, he said, read the Bible. He said, it's entertaining all by itself. And you know one thing I found, brother? I found the Bible to be a love story. I read it in. I found it to be a love story. I found
the
Bible over and over and over again tells us how much he loved me.
The greatest of all.
He just tells it over and over how much he loves me. He loves me so much that he's stretched and wide. He hung his head in the locks of his shoulder.
Come
all
on.
Because he loved me.
Come on.
Then he hung out on a cross.
Every cross. Come on.
Simply because he loved me.
But
I say this to you as I get out the way. I'm gonna go. I heard Reverend when he says it's a spiritual thing. See, the Bible will reveal certain. The Bible reveal. You know, I said the Bible reveal the small things, bro. Mike to us in a carnal mind. Here reveal little things to us. It's to draw your attention. It's to grab you. And once you grab hold to you. See, then you want to dig into it. As you dig into it, it becomes a spiritual thing. What did John say? John said, he's what? He's a spirit. That we must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Come on. Come on.
This is why it's a spirit. See, this is what Romero was trying to tell you this morning. When he says it's a spirit. It's a spirit because he is a spirit. And this is how we have to worship him. Our job. We have to do our job. See, remember, brothers and sisters, Satan had our job once. He didn't like it. I stopped by and let you know I love it. There's nothing I like better than doing my job. My job is to worship God. my job is to try to tell someone every day. Oh, they say, bro, D, your job is driving a truck. So that's my colonel job. So I have a colonel job, and I have a spiritual job. My spiritual job is to tell someone daily about me. Call Jesus in the name of Jesus. I'm already going to get out of here. I'm not going to hold you guys any longer. I'm not going to hold you any longer. The word has already been sent forth. It is already going out. Did you hear it? If I was there, he didn't have ears to hear. Let him hear. Anyone hear the word this morning? My brother said something I like to harp on a lot. When the word of God is being given, it should be something. Remember, it should be a verse. It should be a paragraph. It should be something that should just lock on to you if you truly love the Lord. It should be something that should hold you. Something should grab your attention and say, oh, that's me right there. That's me. It should be something that do it for you. If you truly, if you truly love the Lord,
come on,
something gonna grab you. And see, what grabbed me this morning, more so than anything, but my brother said, "Homemonger, lying, thief." See, all that was once, Brother D. But God Almighty, didn't he pay the price for it all? My daddy paid the price for me. Didn't he pay the price for you, Rob Harris?
Yeah, Did he pay the price for you?
My daddy paid the price for me.
That's right, my daddy. Name is Jesus.
My daddy paid the price for me.
My earthly father ain't my father. He loved
me just that much.
He just passed the envelope. He delivered the envelope. Jesus is my daddy. He's a letter inside the envelope. Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Tell people that all the time, brother. Jesus, my dad.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Alpha Williams was just a vessel that you, God, used to bring me here. But Jesus, my dad.
Yes, he is. Yes. Him is so good to us.
Ain't it though? Ain't it?
Yes, he is.
Even at the hardest moment, he reminds you. He's still there. Oh, you got him? That great I am? Guess what? Can't nothing faze you. Can't nothing bother you. You already covered.
In the name of Jesus.
You covered. I don't care what you're going through. Surely, Jesus covered all bases when he was on earth for them 33 years. He showed us that any situation, problem, or circumstance that we find ourselves in, he can deliver.
He has no stone unturned in it.
Exactly. I don't care if it's young, physical, financially, whatever you got going on. Give it to Jesus.
Yes.
He didn't already work it out. He just waiting on you. He seen it before you seen it.
Yes. He'll meet you, man.
Amen.
To prove that theory, look at Legion. Legion was infected with demons for years, right? He walked to Legion and met him and delivered him. So he'll meet you right where you at. You just call on. He better than UPS. I promise you, come. That's a promise. He's already paid for it. Trust me.
Amen. Following. Amen. Yeah. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yes. I guess we praise the Lord. We'll pray and thank God for what he has done. Allowed us to be in attendance and be a part of this great coming together, communion with God and the brethren and the sisters. We thank God in the name of Jesus. There be no one else. We'll pray in the name of Jesus. what he have done, doing right now, and will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, Father God. Let's ask that you forgive us from our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, and thank you, Lord. Oh, we say it plenty of times, Father God, and we say it again. Thank you for last night lying down in the early morning of rising, Father. We lay down in hope and faith, hope and expecting to see this day, but you made it a reality. We said, thank you, Lord. As we look upon the day we've never seen before, you give us a special blessing, allow to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, and receive your word this morning. Thank you for this coming together, this worship that you allow, this devotion that you allowed us to experience this morning. We say thank you. Oh, Father God, thank you for blessing us spiritually, physically, mentally. Thank you for making us spiritual beings, Father God, that we may understand and commune with you, communicate with you. Oh, on this spiritual level, we say thank you. I want to tell you that we do love you. Thank you for the message, the messenger, all those that come in there and praying, Father God, and, oh, the sweet communion as you allowed, oh, others to be in fellowship this morning, Father God, through prayer, through song, through coming, through consecration, through supplication, humble plea, Father God. We thank you. Thank you for letting us know that you hear us, Father God. Thank you for letting us know, Father God, that you're with us. Thank you for being with us. Oh, thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for providing. Thank you for keeping us, Father God. Thank you for your protection. Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you that we do love you. Oh, Father God, thank you again for the message. The messenger full of love expression that was shown, encouragement that was shown, Father God. Oh, and thank you for hearts that you have touched. And they didn't even push the one button, Father God, but we know your word went out, and you know you touched somebody, and they decided to keep it to themselves. Let them know they have a charge to keep, but a mighty God to glorify in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Sister Martha, and her blessing that she continues to give, continue to bless her and keep her is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Brother D and his journey that you have him on. Keep him, Father God. Oh, continue to bless him. Hold him in your hand. Protect him from all hurt, harm, and danger. The highways and the byways and, Father God, the travels that he must go on, Father God. Oh, you know, Father God, what we don't know. So protect him is our plea and our prayer. Jesus, bless Brother Mike and all the things he desires of you, Father God. Let it be well. Hallelujah, and all those, Father God, that we may not know by name, but you know their name. Hallelujah. We ask protection over the Christian family and those that are still in the waiting period, waiting to make you their choice. We ask you to have thine own way. Oh, Father God, oh, you know all, Father. We surrender these things up to you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. We do pray. Hear our prayer, oh Lord, and we ask that you grant us, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Serving God it'll pay off. After a while, oh yeah, just keep working, yeah, every day, whatever is right. After a while, I've got to keep on working. Yes, I have, because I want my starry crown. I know my way. My way will get brighter, even though my friend sometimes let me down. And oh, what a time it will be when my Savior I'll see, serving the Lord, and oh, it'll pay off after a while.